This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener. And mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before we get into the calls a little bit, last week we celebrated or talked about Memorial Day and the meanings behind it. And this Sunday, today, is the 77th anniversary of D-Day, where over 4,000 Allied troops lost their lives and 2,501 of the Americans did there. And, something I bring up as something that we need to just keep remembering that happened and what we've done, especially the times we deal with. It's weird to say I like history. I don't like what has happened, but I like looking into it and keeping that alive for people to listen to. I know this is a gardening show, but I think this is part of it, because without some of these things, we wouldn't be able to do our gardening like we want to. They're celebrating over there the lives that were lost today in Normandy. They've already had one celebration this morning. There will be, that celebration was for the British troops who lost their lives, and then later today there will be one for the Americans. I was reading an article earlier, and it was just saying there is a gentleman who is a Penobscot Native American who was there, landed on that day, and actually now lives in Normandy, and he's going to be the only surviving D-Day veteran at the ceremony and taking place. His name's Charles Shea, and we thank him for what he did there. We thank everybody who was there and done anything, lost their lives, and, we wouldn't be where we are without them. So let's get back into it and enjoy a little bit here. So Nathan, who's up next?
Candies and drink it.
Candy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. It seems to be peony day today.
Yeah.
When you spoke of them, it made me think, oh, I've always wanted to call you and ask you about mine. I received a potted plant, probably had 3 or 4 stems about 13 years ago. Put it in the ground. The next year we had more, and flowers opened and beautiful. I don't know what kind of peony it is, but when the sun comes out strong, when they're ready to open, at first they were kind of like a frilly little rose or something at the top, but then when the next day they open like dinner plates, they're red with a little bit of yellow in the center. And okay. They bloom Memorial Day. Now, I know that you sort of crossed the river, so you know what happens just about every Memorial Day. We get a rainstorm.
Yeah.
And when that rainstorm comes, those beautiful dinner plates turn to green stems with red all over the ground. I'm sure there's nothing I can do about it. As you said, they don't follow the books. When it rains, blossoms fall off. But I never get more than maybe 3 days. And then the blossoms are just gone from the rain.
Yep.
Nothing we can do to control the rain. Don't know when it's coming. I'm sure covering them in a storm isn't going to make a difference. I was just kind of curious because it seemed to be peony day.
Yeah. No, so there's actually something out there that you could look at doing to help kind of hold the peony in place. They have, you know, you've probably heard of peony rings.
Yes, I have that.
You know, you put it there and it grows through. It kind of holds it steady so it doesn't clump down. They have a peony type ring. Well, they have a ring that's a lot smaller than that. It almost looks like it's got like a. It's a very small ring, maybe like the size of like a golf ball on a stick.
Oh.
But it's a circle to it that. You could actually put in there when you start to see them flowering, right? Start to see the pods kind of starting to show, the flower buds, excuse me, starting to pop up. They have it. I'm trying to think of the name of it, but it almost looks like an eye hook at the top, where it's just round. So it's got a stick below it that can go like 3 feet long. And what you can do is it can go underneath that peony to kind of hold it so that with something along the lines of heavy rains or that, it might be able to help it. I'm trying to think of, I can see it in my, I can see it in my mind here, but it's like this little plant stake that has like a 2-inch, maybe 3-inch, like hole at the top. It's like a ring. It doesn't go all the way around in a perfect circle and connect back to the stake. It has a gap so you can put like a flower into it. And you can use it with anything that has taller flowers. You might have seen it on like an orchid or, you know, something like that. But it's got like a, it's like a half inch, 2.5 inch, 3 inch center circle on there that you could actually, put just around the flowers itself.
Right. Well, my plant is, you know, one, what I usually do, I have a ring that has maybe 3 stakes on it, but it opens. So when they first come up, and I, well, of course, we're usually away, and when we came back this year, it had the balls on the top, you know, with the ants crawling on them, ready, getting ready to open. So I take the ring and I put it around the whole group of plants, kind of hold them together and then stick those stakes into the ground. But it's just the fact that they open up so big and then we, I don't know what it is. I blame the Ferris wheel because it seems like every must do something to the air. Every year when the carnival comes to town on Memorial Day, we get heavy rains and blossoms fall off my peonies.
Yeah, no, I get it. And I think there's not much you can really do. Kind of have to let nature do its thing. But I think, you know, one way we could, you know, help with it is using those types of supports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, this is one where you can place after. You can use both of these hoops. You can use the regular peony ring, and then you could use this once you start to see them and have them sticking out a little bit. And what it does is you can put it right under the blossom. So when it does open, the flower has a support underneath that big stem, and it's not going to completely fall off.
I understand what you're saying, but I have, like, now maybe 20 stems or more.
Yeah, well, there you go.
You know, 1 year I had 35 blossoms, and I've had it for 13 years now. And, I mean, it's beautiful. Last year, because of the pandemic, we didn't get home until well after Labor Day, Memorial Day. So Memorial Day rains came, and I never got to see any of the blossoms, but that was my fault for coming home so late. But anyway, I thought, well, you were talking about peonies this morning. It wouldn't hurt to give you a call. I really, you know, from what you had said this morning about, you know, they don't follow real, they don't read, they don't know when the coming to protect themselves. So I just say, I enjoy talking to you. I enjoy hearing your answers. So have a wonderful day, and I appreciate your time.
You too. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
You Bye-bye. Too, and good luck finding a house, that's, especially with the land you'll need for your plants.
I know. That's the next one.
Yeah, exactly. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful summer. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. And we do have some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Gene is in Osterville.
Gene, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a couple of questions on my hydrangea.
Sure.
I planted them probably 3 years ago. They get morning sun, some of them do, and some of them get afternoon sun. None of them seem to be doing very well. They're still about 2 feet high. I do get blooms, but they just aren't spreading and they're not really getting any bigger. I am on my third year.
Okay.
So I'm wondering is there something I should be giving them?
There is something you can be adding to them each year. You can be using a 10-10-10 on there. What I want to do is we're hitting a break here, but I want to go over a little bit of that and what else you can be doing to get those hydrangeas going. So hang tight with me. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? You spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Jean in Osterville in regards to her hydrangeas. They're a couple years old, and they're just not flowering, not really doing much. What can she do to get them going? So, depending upon the variety, and I should have asked this first here, are these the blue hydrangeas or are they white?
Blue.
Okay.
Everlasting.
Yep, so they will take some shade. They definitely will. And it seemed like some of them had morning, some had afternoon shade or sun. So they definitely should be all right that way. Mine are in pretty much mostly sun, they don't bloom as much. They would take a little bit of shade to do that. Now, as far as fertilizing, I would be looking to use a fertilizer along the lines of like a 10-10-10 fertilizer earlier in the season, maybe, April, beginning of May, to really get something in there. We're looking to add nutrients to the soil. That's the biggest thing here, is give something back to those plants. So 10-10-10 is a good one. You could also use like a Holytone if that's what you had at home. That's no problem. But you add it to the drip line, scratch it in, then water it in, and it will help. It will help it this season.
I did do that. Okay. The Holytone.
Yep.
But there's still, I'm not seeing a lot of green. There's green as a base, but they're not really getting full.
And I think that has a lot to do with the drought that we dealt with at the end of the year last year. I'm having some of the same problems. I'm noticing it on a lot more of the endless summer type hydrangeas that aren't showing really great growth. I think just based on, you know, the knowledge I have and what I know, I really think it has something to do with the drought from last year, and the plants are just rejuvenating, and that they could be a little bit smaller than normal. You know, my in-laws have a couple at their house, and usually at this time they're full and really have a lot to them, and this year they're not. And, you know, I was kind of saying, all right, what could it be? You know, they're in the same spot that they've been in for a number of years, and nothing to it. I think it has to do with the drought from last year, and we're still going to be dealing with some of those issues this season.
Well, is it too late to be fertilizing them with a 10-10-10?
So you can actually fertilize with a 10-10-10 a few times during the season. So it's not bad to do. You can do it like in 6-week intervals. So if you did it, you know, if you did the Hollytone like 6 weeks ago, you could do a 10-10-10 now and be all right.
Okay.
And just water it in. You know, give it a nice
right.
soak
right.
so it can absorb it.
How about fertilizer?
I'm sorry?
Fertilizer, is that another one that I should be using?
That would be something in addition to the 10-10-10 or fertilizing it. I would definitely love to see you do that. So that fertilizer helps with plants that have had shock like that, and it can help reestablish them. So I think it would be beneficial for you to use.
Okay. Is it too late to use step two for the grass lawn?
No, you can still put it down because what it needs is the weeds to be actively growing for it to really work. And
mm-hmm.
I know you're going to feel the same way here, that those weeds are actively growing pretty good right now.
Right.
So I think you're going to be fine without a problem.
And is there something I can put in my garden to stop the weeds but not kill the flowers?
So sometimes, you know, you can put down preen in the garden. I've seen people use the preen a number of times to add to the garden to help prevent it, the weeds coming through. You could use
okay.
like a weed fabric as well. That'd help for the future, but the preen would be the one that I would look at doing and just keep it off of the plants itself.
Well, thank you so much. I hear a commercial coming up. I appreciate your knowledge.
Awesome. Well, have a great one. Thank you. We'll be back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hello, I'm your bio-advanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from bio-advanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great!
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks the 77th anniversary of D-Day. Roughly 156,000 Allied troops stormed the beaches of Normandy to liberate Europe from the Nazis. More than 2,500 American soldiers gave their lives. Thousands more were hurt or missing. The operation was the largest seaborne invasion in history. It led to the end of World War II. Vice President Harris is set to visit Guatemala today and Mexico on Monday. The Vice President is set to offer hundreds of thousands of coronavirus vaccines, tens of millions of dollars in regional humanitarian aid, and also propose a $4 billion long-term plan to help security in Guatemala. It has been 74 days since Kamala Harris has gone without a news conference since being tapped to control the border crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News. An Amazon driver in California is under arrest for allegedly punching a customer in a delivery dispute. The attack, caught on video, allegedly shows 21-year-old Itzel Ramirez engaging in a verbal attack with the 67-year-old woman in Castro Valley. Then the female driver began to throw punches at the customer. The Alameda County Sheriff's Department saying the victim suffered visible injuries, including a possible broken nose. Ramirez is being held on a $100,000 bond. More severe rain is headed to the flood-drenched south-central United States. Heavy rainfall is predicted today from western Alabama to east Texas. Forecasters are warning of flash flooding, overflowing rivers, and travel delays. Some parts of the region are still saturated from the last heavy rain, increasing the chances of flooding. The flood risk could extend through Wednesday as stormy weather stretches toward Arkansas and Tennessee. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have some calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Trying to handle this humid, warm weather, but that's okay. A burning question in this household. What do we use, what soil type do we use when trying to grow things in containers?
Okay. You're breaking up a little bit, Bob.
Okay.
I think I hear you there. So with the growing things in containers is going to depend on what it is that you're growing. So if you're, you know, starting something off by seed or by cutting, it's most likely you're going to be looking at a lighter soil, like a soilless mix, like a light potting mix. Where if you are moving a plant into another container, something that's already existing, you might want something a little heavier. So because that soil on the others has really, it's really heavier to it. So that it would, like I said, it would depend on what you're looking at for soils, for plants, and that would determine what you're really going to be growing in there.
So something that's more established soil would be okay. Something that's young and just new, the mix would be better off, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's the other question, because the other half of my life listens to YouTube, and apparently a lot of people calling in saying they use wood chips in their garden. Have you heard that to be the case?
I mean,
what can you use them for?
Well, so some people will actually use, like, the wood chips to, and I think this is how they're using them, would be to cover some of the soil to hold some of the moisture in, so less watering, just like a mulch would do. mixing into the soil, you know, I'm not sure what it would do other than maybe get a little bit of better drainage, because it will eventually become compost and break down and help with that aspect. But I would think they'd be using them as like a soil covering, so you're not having to water as much and take care of that as much.
Okay. All right. Good enough. Sounds good to me right now.
All right, take Bob.
Care and have, I hope you have a great week.
You stay too, safe. Bob. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. We got some more calls. Nathan, who's up next?
Don is in Cape Cod.
Don, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a grass seed question.
Sure.
Years ago, there was a grass seed that your dad promoted called Pearl's Premium.
Yep.
He had Pearl's Premium grass seed, and I don't know, you know, if that's any good or what would be a good substitute for that. It was low maintenance, long roots, and stuff like that.
Yep. So Pearl's Premium is still out there. You can take a look at their website. I believe it's pearlspremium.com to get it. A lot of the mix that's in it is like a creeping fescue. It's shorter fescues so you don't have to water as much and mow as much, those types of things. What it does is it grows up and then it kind of weeps over, and that's where you don't need to like mow or water as much because it just covers. So there are some mixes out there. What you'd be looking more for would be like the creeping type fescues, right?
Right.
So there's a creeping red fescue out there that has them. Like a pasture mix, I believe, has them. The creeping type is what you're really looking for. Now they'll list it on the bag of what's in there. I can't find it on the on their website of what is exactly in Pearl's Premium grass seed. But they do make like a sunny, shady. I'm trying to think of what, but I know it's a creeping fescue. That's in there. There's some rye in there as well. But a mixture like that would be fine. And you can find those. Just look for the creeping fescues on the back of the bag. There's like a little label on there that will show that. I'm trying to, while we talk, see what is in it. You know, because they really just tell you that it's low maintenance. And that's really a lot of it. They kind of keep a little bit to the vest on their website.
Right. It's very expensive. I didn't know if it was worth it or if somebody else has it, because you don't go to a big box to find anything like that, because they, your dad recommended years ago Rock Rebels, which
yep.
is a great grass seed. And then I guess they went out of business because an auto was canceled, and then, you know, these things just disappear because of the big box stores.
They do, and you know, that's the tough one at this point, right? Especially looking at, you know, dealing with a pandemic, and a lot of those big box stores were still open, and a lot of the other small places were not. So that was
right.
part of it. I mean, is it worth it?
No.
I don't think so, honestly. You know, that's me. I know a little
bit.
I think so. You know, the thing about it is when you really read into it, and again, the grass seed is good. I'm not going to take that away from it. But if you look at grass seed in general, and you look at Pearl's Premium, you still need to get the lawn established to get it to be low maintenance, right?
Right.
You can get like a Black Beauty seed from Jonathan Green. Black Beauty is the one that's known for those deeper root systems that can go down like 4 feet down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are going to be a little less expensive, but both you still have to get established. So they're both going to take 14 to 21 days to establish and get into there and start showing sprouts and develop. You still need to take care of the lime. You need to make sure it's not acidic. You still need to take care of the soil either way. The thing is these fescues and the rye that are growing, they just grow up and they lean over. And once they're established, you just don't have to cut them. But some of those are in the same blends, like a creeping fescues as well. So I think you can do it without it. But you still have to establish it, both of them. And the reason why, the claim to fame of why is that creeping aspect, because once you can put it over an existing lawn and it will start to take over the rest of the lawn and mix in very well. And that's what fescues do. It's just really marketing the fescue aspect and having more of it in it.
I see. Now, Jonathan Green, that would have to be at a local nursery.
Yes.
I didn't find these at the local Mahoney's on Cape Cod.
Which
one? The one in Centerville, is it?
Osterville there?
On 28? Yeah.
Yep.
So,
now, they should have Jonathan Green products there.
Okay. So that's what I want to find. So the Jonathan Green is the product to get.
Yeah, definitely. And they have a full lineup in there of different products. I'll have to take a look a little bit later in our computer system, see where they're at. And if not, I'll get them their product and make sure they have it. But I know if they don't have it, you could just go right down the street to the Falmouth one. They definitely have it.
Right.
For what you're looking for, is it full sun, sunshade?
Full sun.
Full sun. So the Black Beauty would be a great one for you for the full sun, or the Black Beauty Ultra. The Black Beauty Ultra is a mix of rye and fescues, but it has that deep root system, whereas the Black Beauty is just fescues. So
right.
The rye and fescues having a little bit of a mixture there, what it does is if one is having, you know, an issue, the other one's still behind it filling some of the gaps, whereas if all fescues or all rye, there could be issues, you know what I mean?
Right. It balances it out so you're going to have a successful lawn. So, you know, that's what I was on. So you gave me my answer, and it's Jonathan Green has this product called Black Beauty Ultra. That would be it, right?
Yep, Black Beauty Ultra or Black Beauty. Both of them have the deep root system, and that's kind of what you're looking for. That will, in turn, once you've established everything, you'll have to fertilize less because the roots can go down to like 4 feet down.
Wow,
so.
So essentially, it's a better deal than Pearl's Premium.
I seem to think so.
We've never gone wrong with McMahoney's over the years, even when living on the North Shore.
Perfect.
So, you know, it's a good reputation and good people, and even whether it was a shrub or anything, it was good. I was just looking for something. The lofts was good until it was no longer.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But they'll definitely have it. Dave is the GM down there. Great guy. So if you have any questions, he can help you usually. There's a number of other people there. But if they don't have it, he can contact me and I can get him some so we can get you the right product.
Oh, thank you very much, Patrick. You gave me my answer. Local is better. Big box is a no-no. And go where the people know what they're selling.
Exactly. All right, Don, you have a great one. I appreciate the phone call.
You helped make it, Patrick. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I know.
All right, our phone number is 855-660-4261. We've got about 15 minutes left in the show. I do believe we have another call on the line there, Nathan.
Drew, one more. Richard's in North Carolina.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I love your show, and
you.
I loved it when your father did it.
Thank you.
Wonderful guy. Anyway, a question about roses. I have six rose bushes, and I hesitate to call them bushes because they're really just sticks. You know, it's like one or two canes coming up about 5 feet high, bare until that you get to the top, and then there's a couple of leaves. And there's always a rose or two. What I'd like to do is chop these down to maybe 12 inches.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll grow out to something bushier. Will that happen? Does it sound reasonable? And part two of the question is, if I do this, when do I do it? Do I, you know, in North Carolina, I'm halfway between the Atlanta Braves and the Washington Nationals. So whose first home game will go by?
I love it. I would, so being in the North Carolina, it's going to be a bit warmer earlier. I'd be looking at, you know, maybe the 1st of April, maybe a little bit before that, as doing the pruning to really.
Yeah, next year. Yeah.
So next year, some people even at the end of the season will cut some of them back as well. I think pruning them and cleaning them at this point, thinning them out, will do well. Hang tight for me. I'm going to hit a break. We'll be back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Bay Advance is a company that rocks your tree and shrub. It's a product that we all use to control insects on shrubs and trees, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite-killing zone around your home. Ants, termites, bring the products directly to the colony and transfer the product by social interaction and soon die.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Keep that number for next week and the week is going forward, so we can give me a call. Before the break, we were talking with Richard. He's in North Carolina and wants to thin out some of the rose bushes he has. Not thin them out, but get them to be stronger and actually bushes, right? Versus,
you know. They're stiff. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Yep. So, you know, I'd be looking at this point. You're having some flowers on it. Are you having a few or?
One, two, or three, but they always have roses, you know, all summer. Continuous, but it's only a couple since it's one stick.
I would look to prune it back a little bit at this point after some of the flowers happen, and when the flowers happen, you know, cut it back here and there, trying to shape it now a bit. Look at any of the cross branches that are on there, anything that's like rubbing on the other branches. The other thing is take a look at the rose itself and see if there's any sucker growth coming out from it. Sometimes you'll see them on the branches. Sometimes you'll see them right from the stem itself. Those are the ones that kind of come right out from the side and go straight up. That sucker growth pulls water away from the plants and doesn't allow them to really, you know, do their thing. What I'd also look for you to do is use a product called Rose Tone from Espoma.
Yep.
You can use that every 6 weeks to really add some nutrients back to the soil to get them a little bit more established and stronger in the soil so that you can try and, build that plant up so next year when you do prune it, it will actually, you know, take care of it a little bit more. You know, it's not one where you kind of just want to let go, even though it's not being as good as you want it to be. The stronger we get it, the more it's going to do for you next year. So I'd look at doing some of that rose tone now, and then maybe again in 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And then in the spring, cut them back.
Yeah, so for you, you're probably looking more of like, you know, beginning of April, like April Fool's Day about.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what I'd look at.
Yeah, good.
All right, perfect, Richard.
Yeah, thank you very much, and have a great day.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Just a couple minutes. I'm sorry, Nathan, you say there's another call? All right, we'll take that call and try to get through it real quick. Who's up next?
Brendan's in Cape Cod.
Brendan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. So I'm clearing out a significant area in the backyard and side yard. I'm taking down scrub trees and you know, weeds that have grown thick fibrous stems. And I'm just trying to get rid of, like, the ground cover, leave the bigger trees. But now I've got vines creeping in. And this area hasn't been tended for years. And I'm going back with the weed whacker, and I can get some of the green stuff, but the more brown, ropey, fibrous, you know, vines are kind of
yep.
creeping up trees. They're clogging the whacker. And how would I get rid of them long term? I know I'm just going to go in there and clip them by hand, but what's you know, ideally I'd like just the tall trees and then like the good ground cover. You know, I want to keep free of leaves and, you know, a nice area to walk around and, you know, look nice.
So you're looking for more for, like, plants to put in there?
Well, there's a lot of shade, maybe
okay.
some, you know, pastas and stuff, but really just to clear out all the ground cover.
Yeah, to clear it out, you're going to want to put anything in there to establish it. You know, hostas are great. There's the still bees that will take a good amount of shade. There's Joe Pieweed that takes shade. There's a number of plants you can add into there. If you're looking to, you know, kill it without just using the weed whacker, you could use something along the lines of Brush Killer from Bonide. That'd be one to really kill everything, and you can replant in about 2 weeks. And then just start establishing it, and getting rid of those and getting new plants in there is really going to help it. Fortunately, I got to go. That's the end of the show, so I appreciate the call, Brendan.
All right, thanks for the tip. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Everybody else out there, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something, and we'll see you next week.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.